Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The violence that we have seen at the Capitol is disgusting. Chaos for 4 hours as law enforcement did not have control of Congress. Protests erupt as Congress considers the electoral vote. Let me also be clear. The media is not covering this yet, but there are members of Antifa that were a part of this. There were also Trump supporters that were a part of this. They were together. Antifa supporters were brilliant. They knew that if they could get in there, that this would change everything in this country, and it clearly already has. The media was relishing in outrage today, acting like this was total insanity. They were shocked and appalled by it. Let me make this very clear to the media. Do not be shocked or appalled by what you saw, because you were the guys that normalized political violence for the last year. You were the guys that normalized election fraud for the last 4 years, claiming that Donald Trump was not the legitimate president. The media is the one that got people riled up. The media is the one that said that there was voter fraud for 4 years and that there was Russian collusion and that Donald Trump wasn't a legitimate president. You were the guys that put this out there. You're the guys that are out there saying that all of this happened to the point where Donald Trump was impeached. So when the media acts like they're outraged over what has happened, and I am outraged genuinely over what has happened, they're the last people that should be outraged over what has happened. They normalized political violence from Black Lives Matter and Antifa as cities were being torched and businesses were being torched and small businesses were being torched. They normalized it. They have normalized it while the government has had overreaching, unchecked balances to shut down Americans, businesses, and small businesses, not giving a crap about the businesses and small businesses that were suffering. So when the media comes out saying this is shocking, unprecedented, these are the same people that referred to actual police stations being burned to the ground and small businesses being looted and burned night after night as, quote, mostly peaceful protests. If you don't think today is a bunch of crap, you're not paying attention. If you don't think today is a bunch of BS, you're not paying attention. Do I believe that there were some Trump supporters today that made a big mistake? Yes. Do anybody, by the way, that broke into the United States Capitol, which, by the way, is my capital, should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. But the media should shut the hell up. They're the same people that said that people that were protesting that were arrested should not be charged. The media is the same media that helped get people out of jail who were arrested and put in jail for the riots and lootings in this country, all in the name of Black Lives Matter. The media has normalized political violence and burning down of buildings and attacking law enforcement. Let me also say that we are better than this. Let me also say that this is, in my opinion, a tragic and sad day for this country. Let me also say, however, on another note, to the men and women in Congress that think that you are above us, well, now maybe you're going to pay attention. I'm not advocating for what happened today, but it was pretty interesting to see how quickly a bunch of people who are fed up could go and sit at the desk of Nancy Pelosi and put their feet on her desk. It was very interesting today for these elected officials to realize that they're not above us and they might want to start listening to us. Now, of course, the media is spinning this as this is all Trump's fault. Again, you guys have normalized this, and I do believe, based on the information that I'm seeing, based on the pictures that I'm seeing, I'll give you a great example. There's a famous picture now, this guy wearing horns, a horn hat like a Viking. This guy's same picture has showed up at other Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests around the country. I retweeted it out there so that you can see it. If you don't think that Black Lives Matter wasn't involved in part of this, or I should say Antifa involved in part of this, you're not paying attention. And the media is willful idiots. They are loving what they saw today as the U.S. Capitol was breached. Let me also say, what Donald Trump did today, saying the election was 100% stolen, and then keep saying it over and over and over and over and over and over again, telling people that we're never going to concede, he's never going to concede, and then all of a sudden coming out telling people to go home is unrealistic for the President of the United States of America. And he should know that. I want to make it clear, what happened today at the Capitol is not the MAGA that I'm in favor of. It's not the MAGA that the majority of people are in favor of. And there's another Antifa guy broke in the Capitol posing as a Trump supporter. He's got tattoos all over his hands of swastika. That's not a Trump supporter. He has a communist swastika on his other hand. The communist swastika from old USSR. Don't tell me that this guy is a Trump supporter. He's not. If you do a little bit of digging, Antifa, comrades, on November the 4th, don't forget to disguise yourselves as patriots / Trump supporters. Wear MAGA hats, U.S. flags. A convincing police uniform is even better. This is on social media. They posted this. The fact that we had to evacuate the House, the Senate, the fact that the vice president was there, the fact that this young girl has been shot and at this point, at least in critical condition, is disgusting. The fact that Trump supporters clashed with the police is wrong. But many of these people were not Trump supporters either. Many of these people are Antifa. That's right. Antifa. I'm not stupid enough to believe this rhetoric. Antifa is smart. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid either. They saw an opportunity. Now, there were some Trump supporters in there. I'm not going to tell you that there weren't, because I'm also not an idiot. Am I going to lie to you? But if you want to know why we got to the point where we are today, I will tell you this. I'll tell you this right now. And everybody pay attention. The media normalized this. They normalized and justified political violence. They normalized and they politicized it. And they used it to their advantage whenever they wanted to use it. Yes, today is disgusting. Yes, it's time that we go, we are the party of law and order. My MAGA party is the party of law and order. We do not attack police officers. We do not break in and go down to the floor of the House and the Senate and sit in the chairs. That's not what I'm about. I condemn it. But I'm also not stupid enough to believe there is an Antifa in there either. When some of the pictures that I've seen, it's very clear. We lost an election. In the name of COVID, the Democrats outsmart us. They changed the way we did our elections, and they beat us. It's time to get organized and fight back, but not this way. I'm talking about an election day. You had an election in Georgia that's fair and square, this runoff election. And we lost not one but two seats. And the reason why, I believe, is because we focus way too much on Donald Trump instead of focusing on these Senate seats. That's my honest opinion now. You have a U.S. Capitol that's breached. In 4 hours, we have chaos. This is not what I want in the United States of America. But why, how do we even get to this point? I will go back to what I have said over and over and over again. The media is the ones that normalize this. They're the ones that sit in front of police stations being burned to the ground saying it's a mostly peaceful protest. They're the ones that advocated for the lawlessness and those that were doing the lawlessness in the name of Black Lives Matter to get out of jail. And the liberals in California and in Washington, including Kamala Harris, raised money for people's bail to get them out of prison. These are the ones that renamed the Black Lives Matter Plaza in front of the White House to antagonize the President of the United States of America. These are the ones that started defund the police, and now they want to act like they're the best friends of the police? Bull crap. They do not support the police, and they will not support the police. And don't think for a moment that they're going to support the police. Today they're like, oh, I can't believe the police are being attacked and assaulted this way. Where were you during the Black Lives Matter anti-police attacks and assaults on those police officers? Where were you then? I'm curious. I'm waiting. CNN today was a joke. CNN today was a joke. They were talking about how shocked they were, how horrific this was. Let me remind you of earlier this year, when there were fires set all over Washington, D.C. with BLM. On June the 31st, the nation's capital was legitimately on fire in every direction. And you know what the left said then? Not a damn thing. Again, what did they say? They said it was mostly peaceful protests. The nation's capital was on fire in every direction, and they said it was mostly peaceful protests. We are a divided nation. What happened is a disgrace at the Capitol, and many of the people that were there are not my type of conservative, and many of them are not real Trump supporters, and many of them were Antifa. And some of them were Trump supporters, and they should be ashamed. But if you want to know how we got here, I'll tell you exactly how we got here. We got here because Americans felt like people weren't listening to them in Washington, D.C. You got to think about what people have gone through in the last year. You got to think about the government, what the government's done to these people in America. You got to think about what has happened to these citizens when their businesses are being shut down and Washington and these elected officials are doing nothing to help them. You want to know why this is happening? This is why. You have a government that's totally out of control. You have a government that is psychotic. You have a government that doesn't represent the people and doesn't listen to the people. Yes, this is wrong, but for the media to lecture Americans about political violence is hilarious. This media normalized riots for months and months. They defended the riots and called them mostly peaceful protests. As cities burned, spare me the BS. But first, if you want to help the people in Georgia with what's going on there with the Senate election, then you need to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, for free right now. I'm going to give you a free membership because it's important that we now stand with the people of Georgia and that we fight to make sure that they have a free and fair election. Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to be what's going to happen with the country. What's going to happen in Georgia is going to decide the fate of an unbelievable amount of legislation. If they're able to win in Georgia, it is over. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if you are ready to get in on all this action and to fight back and to stand with other conservatives to protect the Senate, join the number one conservative organization in the country right now, It is called AMAC for free. That's right, for free. Call them. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. Or you can go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. You can get your free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. And join the number one conservative organization in the country. You want to know why all this is happening? Why today happened? Why this chaos has happened? We have normalized, not we, the media has normalized political violence. They have silenced Americans on social media. They have shut down the accounts of people who felt like they were supposed to live in the freest country in the world. They silenced Americans when they had their concerns about what they saw on Election Day. They locked out conservatives from being able to watch and monitor free elections on election night. Told them to go home, wouldn't let them back then. And then no one listened to them, and so people went to Washington because they're furious. You want to know why this happened? You shut down people's businesses. You shut down their lives. They lose everything. At what point did you think people weren't going to lose it? I want to make this clear. I'm against this violence. But if you didn't think this wouldn't be a recipe for disaster, you weren't paying attention. And again, you want to talk about blood on someone's hands, then talk about the media having blood on their hands. And I hope that you'll share this with everybody you know, because the media normalized this for months and months and months and months. They normalized this. Burning of cities was justified and normal and mostly peaceful. It is absolutely wrong what happened today. But the media normalized political violence, and so did Joe Biden for not condemning it for months and months. But now they're outraged? Really? You had blocks of cities that were torched to the ground. And then you had people's cities and their rights taken away from them. And you got these idiot reporters out there acting like they're shocked right now. The same people who said it was a peaceful protest when BLM and Antifa was doing it are now acting like the world is ending. I hate what happened today. I hate what happened today because it undermines and it is painting with a broad brush that people like me somehow are in favor of this. We are not. But there are other people that are to be blamed for today as well. D.C. mayor told the federal law enforcement to stand down day before violence at the U.S. Capitol riot. That just leaked. Yeah, you want to blame somebody for today? D.C. mayor told federal law enforcement to stand down. We're now being told that the D.C. mayor Bowser, you know, the one that likes to spend the tax dollars on renaming Black Lives Matter, you know, Plaza and defund the police is on the streets. She told federal law enforcement to stand down just one day before what happened at this Trump rally. And these people going and attacking our Capitol, smashing windows, entering the chambers, forcing lawmakers and congressional staff inside into lockdown. To be clear, the District of Columbia is not requesting other federal law enforcement personnel and discourage any additional deployment without immediate notification and consultation with her department. In fact, you know how we know this? Because the mayor wrote it in a letter to the acting U.S. Attorney General Jeffrey Rawson, the acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller, and Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy. We know it because she put it in writing. on the media today, that on TV, they were freaking out when this was going down. Go, where? How could they not plan for this? How is this not happening? How did they allow this to happen? Well, now you know. You're going to criticize the D.C. mayor? No, that storyline will go away immediately. Because now it's irrelevant. Now we don't talk about it anymore. When people have their lives taken away from them, they will fight back. When people feel like the government's not listening to them, they will fight back. When people feel like the government is destroying their lives and their livelihoods in the name of COVID and the elections were different than they were before and they can't trust the integrity of an election, they will fight back. What happened today is wrong. But it's not unpredictable either. And some of these people are just flat out Antifa agitators. We can see them in other pictures. It is sad that the U.S. Capitol was overrun. The war, last time this happened was the War of 1812. I'll bet you lawmakers will start listening to the American people a little bit more for the next couple days. If there's any silver lining in this, they might actually take us seriously for a day or two before they go back to their narcissistic ways of dismissing us as peons and sending us $600 of our own money back while they've shut down our businesses. Ready? My point is, today was not something that was unpredictable that might happen. You suffocate freedom. You suffocate people's ability to make a living. You suffocate the American people, and you silence them in their, and what they're trying to warn you about when it comes to different issues like voter fraud in America and what they saw with their own eyes. Today is not something that should be totally shocking to the media, who normalize these actions as long as it was in the name of their cause, BLM or Antifa. Rioting and looting and burning cities, they normalize it. But today they're outraged? Spare me the BS. And I'll leave it at that.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.